As churches close across Pennsylvania, some say cities are losing important gathering spaces.
These are one of the most powerful and flexible assets we have in our neighborhoods. And I think when we think about community renewal, we are often overlooking these places.
But across the state, people are getting creative about reusing old church buildings. Keystone Crossroads' Mariel Segarra reports from Philadelphia.
A group of children are rehearsing a song from The Wiz, a 1970s musical retelling of The Wizard of Oz. They're students at Greatness Is In You, a nonprofit performing arts program for inner city kids in the Philadelphia neighborhood of Germantown.
Can't you feel a brand new day?
The song is called Everybody Rejoice. Fitting, as the students are singing in a church, with tall ceilings, bare white walls, and construction paper flowers taped to the stage. Decades ago, this building was an Italian Catholic church called St. Michael of the Saints. As the neighborhood shifted from Italian to African American in the 1960s, the congregation shrunk and the church closed. A local real estate group bought the St. Michael's building a few years ago. This summer, that firm started leasing space to the arts program. Pennsylvania cities have a glut of abandoned churches. Take Philadelphia.
We are counting about 60 to 80 sacred places that are vacant now, which is about 10% of the total. But given the decline in memberships, we think many, many more will close.
Bob Yeager is president at Partners for Sacred Places. It's a nonprofit group that helps religious congregations make the most of their buildings. Yeager says that with shrinking attendance, congregations can't afford to maintain old churches. When those church buildings shut down, they can sit empty for decades. This summer, churches have closed in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and other cities. Yeager says that when congregations leave, the services the church provided also disappear.
The spaces where kids were served, where seniors are fed, the spaces where the homeless were sheltered, the spaces where you would have community meetings, where you could have concerts and recitals, all those things may be gone.
All of my cousins, and I was the second youngest cousin out of around 18 of us, all went to St. Michael's.
That's Tom Lazowski. He used to sing during holiday events and school plays at St. Michael's.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful doll. Where's that song from? That was the song we were singing. The nuns used to have us singing all the time.
64-year-old Lazowski has since moved away from the neighborhood, but he has fond memories of the church.
It was so much part of who we were at the time. I think it was sad for me from the point of view that it was a piece of my growing up that was no longer there.
A handful of developers are repurposing churches to serve changing communities like Germantown. Ken Weinstein is president of Philly Office Retail, the real estate group that owns the former St. Michael's Church. Weinstein says conversion isn't easy. Many church properties require rezoning. Also, churches often aren't accessible for people with disabilities and don't have enough exits or bathrooms to meet building codes.
Those are all changes that are expensive to make, if they're at all possible.
But Weinstein says he feels compelled to save old churches. They're architecturally unique and historically valuable. Also, abandoned, deteriorating churches can be a blight on communities.
A house in a neighborhood may go vacant, and it may not bring the whole neighborhood down, but something as big as a church can easily change a neighborhood for the worse very quickly.
Around the state, people are converting other churches into schools, bakeries, brew pubs, and even indoor playgrounds. Back at the former St. Michael's Church, the founders of the Performing Arts Program say they hope to bring the neighborhood something it's been missing since the church closed. That means art programs, mentors for kids, and on Sundays, the group rents the space to a small congregation that needs a place to worship. Mariel Segarra, Keystone Crossroads.